Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want to show this to you really quick on social media platforms on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. We played this on Saturday. This is Bojo the Clown. I didn't name him. Okay, this is Boris Johnson, the globalist, Isaiah 28, verse 18, there in the UK. It's interesting how he's picking up the mantle of Christianity. One question I have for you before I play this piece for you really quick that I played on Saturday. How many times did Jesus say, be not deceived? And the way that you're not deceived is by knowing his word, knowing his doctrine, 2 Timothy 2:15. Is that right? Okay, so look at what's going on here. He's playing that of Franklin Graham in the United States. Remember Franklin Graham said, go out and get the jab, go get the vaccination? He said, because we're supposed to love our neighbor as ourselves. Well, we're supposed to love our neighbor as ourselves, according to the word of God. And as I've said so many times, if I don't love God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and understanding what his word says, how am I going to love my neighbor? Matthew 22:37. But I want you to check this out. This is another globalist, and I want to show you what's happening in Canada as well. In contrast, people are beginning to wake up. They're beginning to say, we're not going to play this game, and they're calling them out for the way it should be called out. I'll get to that in just a moment. Let's get over to Bojo the Clown first, okay, friends?
Getting jabbed, not just for themselves, for ourselves, but for friends and family and everyone we meet. And that, after all, is the teaching of Jesus Christ, whose birth is at the heart of
this. They're playing a dangerous game, folks.
And though the time for buying presents is theoretically running out, there is still a wonderful thing you can give your family and the whole country. And that is to get that jab, to get that jab,
to get that jab.
Whether it's your first or your second or your booster.
Isn't that interesting, friends? Get your jab, get your jab, get your jab. Did you hear during the break, friends? It was all bought and paid for by Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson. All those commercials are bought and paid for. You know, 35 to 42%, I believe, is what goes in to sponsors by Big Pharma. That's why you're hearing these commercials all the time. They're bought and they're paid for. But I want to show you what's happening in that of Canada, because it doesn't seem like it's faring well, and people are beginning to finally figure out the truth of the matter as to how they should lawfully deal with every one of them. This sodomite over in Canada that worships Allah over in Canada, it's interesting. Mr. Trudeau is now being called out by his constituents. Here, don't listen to me. Listen to the people in Canada. Check this out.
You are not working for Canada. You are working for your globalist partners. I wonder how much they're paying you to betray Canada. What do we do with traitors in Canada, Mr. Trudeau? We used to hang them. Hang them for treason. And you're doing that very same thing to us now. We know.
Okay, so what did she just say, friends? We used to hang them. We used to hang them. Oh, it's totally true. What's happening in America? I mean, America, if you look at the gist of it in the light of Scripture, America is worse than any other country because of what they tolerate. As I've said in the past, every country deserves the government that it has. We have one of the worst governments on the planet. We're responsible for global terrorism. Terrorism derived from that of Oxford's English Dictionary is what, listeners? It's government by intimidation. We have 737 military bases on foreign lands. Most people don't even know that. We don't have, friends, the constitutional authority to police the world, to dominate nations at will, but the American people have tolerated it year after year, decade after decade. And it's really, folks, embarrassing to say the least. Canada is now standing up, the constituents are, and they are calling out their said representatives for tyranny and telling them the fruits and the consequences of committing the act of treason, and it is to publicly hang them. Now, I brought up before, and I'll bring it up right now because it comes to my aid, but I brought up before on Health Impact News, friends, as to what is happening on a global scale. They are calling, friends, for what? Trials. On a global scale concerning who? The globalists. As a matter of fact, they're even being named. As international trials begin against the globalists, will a return to public executions be necessary? That is God's word, friends. Man's commandment says, nope, let's kick the can down the road. Let's go ahead and put them up. Three squares a meal will cause the taxpayers to pay for the prisoner to live out even after his crimes. We'll ignore God's word and we'll make an indulgence out of the system, this bureaucracy that makes $64 billion every single year. Well, guess what, friends? People have now come to terms with the living God that we must do it his way. Look at this. Subject of complaint. Violations of Nuremberg Code. That's what's happening here, friends. Violation of Article 6 of the Rome Statute. Violation of Article 7 of the Rome Statute. Violation of Article 8 of the Rome. Violation of Article 8, Biz 3 of the Rome Statute. Look at the names are being named. Boris Johnson being one of them. Bill Gates being another one of them. Melinda Gates is another one of them, friends. Dr. Peter Daszak, who simply parrots Fauci, just like the WHO does, just like the CDC does, friends. And the list goes on, and the list goes on, and the list goes on of those that are being named for crimes against humanity. Friends, Americans, how is it that foreigners get the lesson that was taught to us in this country more so from our forefathers than we, the people in this country? It's shameful, isn't it? It's very shameful. And we have to get this right. Folks, we're going to be covering a lot today. When I got back after, matter of fact, I did an interview yesterday with Pete Santilli the day before. I spent my Christmas with my listeners because that's where I wanted to be. So we didn't get a time off here. We didn't get timeout. We didn't get that little break that most people got, and we're not whining about it, but we're just simply saying, folks, we're going to keep rocking and rolling because we believe we can win the day, but we got to come to terms, friends, with the way that we deal and bring about resolve, because I think everybody can feel the tsunamis coming through. Regardless of what the federal judges have said, regardless of what the Supreme Court judges have said, regardless of what the law states, they keep pushing the agenda, Americans. Therefore, they are poking the giant. When is the giant under God going to wake up? I'm talking to you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, so we think, folks, as we look around, we can see things are spinning out of control. No question about it. Again, I'm just going to hold everything to the Word of God. The Lord said in Psalm 9:16, to those that forsake Him or depart from Him wickedly, He would turn that nation into hell. And the way that you turn a nation into hell is you lower the law. Okay? And the people in this country, you are the law, said Thomas Edison. You are the strength of the Constitution. That's why they have dummied down kids in public schools illegally, again, through a violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights for the last, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years in this country. We can even go back into the 20s and start talking about how they started to pull truths out and began to indoctrinate in so many different ways. So this whole agenda, this whole conspiracy has been at work for a long time, but it is for us in America to hold it up because we come to magnify the law, not to lower the law, right? That's what real Christians do. Romans 3:31. You can go over to Isaiah 42:21. I'm coming to my aid right now is 40 verse 7 of Psalm, and then going to the New Testament, Hebrews 8:10, and then also 10:7 as well. Check those out, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. Read Matthew 5. Jesus said, I come not to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come to fulfill. But with that said, you 86% of those that call yourselves Christians better understand your purpose. Also put that up against Psalm 94, verse 16. That's important because the Lord says and asks the question, who will fight against the workers of iniquity? Lawlessness. It's for us to do that. We're a nation in an empire of laws. We are not an empire of policies made by men. What's happening, friends, on a global basis, we're seeing the work hand in glove together. They're parroting the same message in their prospective countries. This is an alliance of hell, and it's a covenant of hell that will be disannulled. But as I said, and I say again, it's better that we stop it. Prevention is better than cure, than wait for the genocide to take place. Friends, for those that have eyes to see, you'll understand. For those that have ears to hear, you will hear what I'm telling you. The genocide is happening in front of us right now. Okay? The genocide is happening right in front of us right now. But I want to go back to one of the things that I had said about the tyrants. Look what they're doing, friends. It started out, as I said, on Saturday with a mask, right? Just wear it for a couple weeks, and then they seen people complied. And the people that were complying were hoping that the compliance would make it go away, when in fact it added strength to tyranny to take it to the next step. They got an opposite result concerning how they responded to the tyrants. Well, when that took place, then we started hearing about vaccinations, then vaccine passports, then lockdowns, and friends, that all came into play at the same time. They destroyed small businesses as they drove them to their corporate buddies. We see that billionaires have aggrandized their wealth 22% on a global basis through the ignorance of the people that haven't figured this pandemic out yet. And again, what's happening, people are beginning to slowly awaken to all of this. But one of the things that we notice in the middle of what I just said is the fact that it started out, well when you get vaccinated, this is what's going to happen. Okay? Everything's going to go good. You can go back to normal, right? As if to suggest our rights came from them, which they did not come from them. Okay, our rights come from God. They work for us. We do not work for them. Okay, but they're trying to corral us into a new system, a new stringent system of a global order. I'm not going along with it. I'm not going to be a part of that, friends, in Jesus' name. Now, if you want to understand how it's becoming, well, irrelevant, how they're losing, for those that are paying attention, how it is that the tyrants are losing their narrative more and more each day and each week and each month, it just becomes a thing of, okay, what are they going to say now? I want you to understand it started out with that one vaccine, then it started out with a booster, and then it started out with another booster. Folks, when you're dealing with arbitrary government, despotic government that's not ruled by God, ruled by the people through a constitution, Article 6, Section 2, the way that we are in America here, the Supremacy Clause, this is what happens, okay? And I want to go over to our friends again, and I want you to listen carefully as to what this gentleman has to say concerning what he is seeing taking place here. And again, this applies to those that are paying attention to what's going on, okay? This doesn't apply to the ignorant that want to continuously kick up against the goads or shoot the messenger concerning those that are trying to warn them so they don't go out there and inject themselves with a kill shot. This applies to those that are paying attention to the signs as we roll out in process of what they're trying to establish, as we, the people, rise up in defiance to the tyrants. Listen to what this gentleman has to say. It's right on spot.
It says, New York governor plans to add booster shot to definition of fully vaccinated. So basically what we're learning and what we predicted, what many, many people predicted, is fully vaccinated really has no meaning. It's arbitrary. It's whatever they say it means, depending on the day. And the fact that this headline says New York governor plans, you know, this is up to the governor now.
Exactly.
To decide what fully vaccinated means. I mean, they can add and subtract at will based on, and we know all they think about is politics. So are politicians going to now run for office saying, I'll define fully vaccinated as two shots and two boosters? And their competitor will say, well, I'll do one better than him, even better. You know, that's tyranny. I'll define it as two shots and one booster, and I'll give you your freedoms back. I mean, is that the world that we're moving in, where governors can
listen carefully,
decide the meaning of fully vaccinated? I mean, and this, you know, so-called meaning depends what types of freedoms you have. What businesses and restaurants you can go into based on this arbitrary definition. So look at the mess that this 15 days has caused. Look at the Pandora's box that it has opened. And it's just mushrooming into all these different forms of tyranny. So, the lesson remains the same, and it's an ancient lesson. You cannot give people in power a single inch. Because once you give them that inch, they will take it all from you.
And that's exactly what they're doing. And they're doing it at the will of the people allowing them that are doing it, friends. I want to say this really quick because I believe we have some new listeners over on the show right now on social media platforms as well. I want you to understand, to the new listener, to the new viewer on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, the reason we're in the predicament that we're in today is because many of you are caught up into a two-party system you still believe somehow or another that the Republicans, which is unconstitutional, that they're going to save the day. I'm here to tell you, those people are doing nothing but highlighting the crimes of those that they highlight. Nothing more, nothing less. They're not condemning them for their crimes, yet that's what they swore to do. Matter of fact, yesterday when I was on Pete Santilli's show, one of the things that was brought up was the fact that the two-party system, Pete, was breaking down, and he was right in doing so. And then I brought in, because what came up into the conversation was the vaccinations and how you can't trust the two-party systems anymore. I said, well, listen, I just did an article on Saturday about Marjorie Taylor Greene. He said, wait a second, we support her. Well, I said, well, let me tell you a little something about Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's been put up as a hero, right? That's what Albert Pike said from the Masons. He said, when the people need a hero, we'll deliver them up. Isn't it interesting how she just came in out of nowhere? Isn't it interesting how Matt Gaetz just came in out of nowhere? By the way, who's under investigation for sex trafficking. Isn't it interesting how Jim Jordan just came onto the scene out of nowhere? By the way, he's under investigation for pedophilia concerning his last job as a wrestling coach, okay? And people don't pay attention to who they are outside of what the media tells them. When they tell you Jim Jordan's the good guy, look at him, grill him. Wait a second, what has Jim Jordan done? And I go through this quite a bit, but I brought this up yesterday. Matt Gaetz, yep, they highlight the crimes of the bad guy, but what have they done? Absolutely nothing. Marjorie Taylor Greene bringing it into the whole conversation of the vaccinations. Isn't it interesting how she's put up as Mrs. Anti-Vax and, you know, talking about those people that are trying to enforce mask mandates as the mask Nazis? But, friends, are you paying attention to her fruit? Because, again, that's what Jesus told us to do in Matthew 7:16, is to judge them by their fruit. What is the fruit of Marjorie Taylor Greene, friends? Just exactly what I told you when she came out of the gate. She's another plant. She's controlled opposition. She has been installed to play the good guys. But if we do what the Lord tells us to do and are judging her by her fruit, 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, what do we find? Just like I said on Pete Santilli's show yesterday. I told him, I said, it's interesting. People, you know, look at these people as the defenders of the people and their God-given rights. But the fact of the matter is, if you pull the curtain behind that of a Marjorie Taylor Greene, isn't it interesting to note that she was in 2020, according to her financial records that were displayed for the public to see, she actually bought stock in Johnson & Johnson. She bought stock in Pfizer. She bought stock in AstraZeneca. She bought stock in Johnson & Johnson. Anybody paying attention to how the Lord tells us to properly judge those that serve we the people? And let me ask you something, Americans, and all truthfulness. How many times do these politicians need to lie to you before you figure out that there's no truth in them? I want to go over here really quick because this was on my heart earlier, and I'm going to read it because I make reference to it quite a bit, and I want you to listen to it carefully. Matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll give it to you right when we come back on the other side of this hard break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says there's no federal solution and it comes down to the states in the fight against COVID-19. Speaking on a call with the nation's governors, Biden saying the current situation isn't like March of 2020 when the pandemic began and the tools are in the hand to keep schools and businesses open. Biden added that his administration should have acted sooner on testing, but says they're trying to make up for it.
If we'd known, we would have gone harder, quicker if we could have. Because steps we have to take to increase the number of authorized tests, we're now able to purchase 500 million at-home rapid tests to be sent to the American people for free.
Thousands of people in California, Oregon, and Washington are dealing without power after a powerful winter storm went through over the weekend. USA Radio News. The White House announcing President Biden signed the National Defense Authorization Act on Monday. A week of mourning begins after a human rights activist in South Africa passed away.
Desmond Tutu, South Africa's Nobel Peace Prize-winning archbishop and modern-day activist, died Sunday at 90. Upon becoming president in 1994, Nelson Mandela appointed Tutu to be chairman of the country's Truth and Reconciliation Commission. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new Gallup poll is reporting Supreme Court Justice John Roberts is topping the list of job approval ratings among 11 U.S. leaders. 60% approve of the job Roberts is doing. Only two other leaders were favored over 50%, as Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell came in at 53%. And one of the top infectious disease experts, Dr. Anthony Fauci, gained 52% of the vote. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey, guys, I got to do this really quick. I do. Let me take this in order, though, okay? I said right during the last segment here, this is always coming to my heart. It's a word of knowledge, and it just pops up from my heart, friends. It's the gift of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 12, read the giftings of the Holy Ghost. He has not changed. Man has changed. But keep in mind, the Holy Ghost is given to those that obey, not disobey. Read Acts 5:32. I always bring up John 8:44, and when you listen to it, when I'm highlighting the crimes of these politicians, keep in mind, they're all in it together. The best that you have has not put a stop to the crimes of what they call the left. Nope. What we're finding out is they're actually investing into the pandemic, though that they're putting on the face with the help of the mainstream media to deceive the people, Ephesians 4:14, into causing you to believe that they're actually fighting for your rights, when in fact they are not, in any sense of the word. So when you consider the source, there is no truth in them. John 8:44 says this, "You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father will you do." They've sold their souls, friends. They're playing with fire. They're daring the justice of God. They're going to get a response, okay? "He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in the devil or his minions. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Let me do this really quick. I just teed this up for you. At the very offset of this whole pandemic, do you remember how they were pushing the same scenario? All the hospitals are packed. The lines are packed. The list goes on. on and on. And then what happened is we found from Jason Jones in Hawaii that there was nobody at the clinic. Then we found from Todd Starnes in Brooklyn, New York, that there was not a single person in line. But yet the mainstream media was telling you that the hospitals were packed. There was lines going around the block waiting to get tested for COVID. None of it was true. And then before you knew it, friends, people all over the country and the world started to pick up, wait a second, there's no truth in this. And then they started going to their local hospitals, taking pictures and finding the same thing that Jason Jones found and Todd Starnes found, absolutely nothing. I want to tee this up for you. I want you to remember this. That's the reason I'm bringing it to your recollection, your memory, to your remembrance concerning what took place at the very beginning of this offset, because they're doing it all over again, friends. But again, I want you to remember how this all started, because, friends, when it all started off, from the very beginning to where we're at right now, there's no truth in anything that they've told you concerning this whole pandemic. So let's check this out really quick. We really do appeal to all world leaders, stop using lockdown as your primary control method. Check this out. This all in the face of the CDC's statistics changing time and time again.
Hey.
Maybe this is the reason that Jason Jones, after he found that the mainstream media and their useful idiots,
watch this,
were out propagandizing lies.
This was at the beginning of the pandemic.
Lying about the numbers of people showing up at a Hawaiian clinic. Well, the mainstream media was broadcasting long lines awaiting their vaccinations and in hopes of finding an empty hospital bed, only to find for himself what the big ado was all about. There he found not a single person, friends, not a single person.
I don't blame this poor woman. Her CEO should be in prison for taking our money and lying about lines.
Okay, but remember, the mainstream media was telling you the clinics were packed, the lines were going around the block, yet Jason Jones cannot find one person in Hawaii. Not a one.
They're taking state money.
They're stealing your money, friends.
I've been watching this. Everyone that comes to be tested, they send away.
Or what if Fox News contributor Todd Starnes, who went to visit a hospital in Brooklyn, New York, where the mainstream media was reporting that hospitals were being turned into war zones? It has been said that a picture is worth a thousand words. How much more a three-minute video?
This is Todd Starnes, and this is here in my downtown Brooklyn neighborhood.
Where are all the people?
That the hospitals here in New York City have been turned into war zones, and I thought it would be good to get out today and to show you what's happening, at least in my neighborhood. This is outside of our hospital here in Brooklyn. This hospital serves
where are all the people, folks?
People. Now, this is the line to get tested for the coronavirus, right here. This
where are all the people?
Starts. And folks, I'm here to tell you, at this very moment, not a single person is in line waiting to get tested.
It's a Fox News
this
contributor.
This is the emergency room. And you would expect, if you believe the mainstream media, that this emergency room would be overflowing with people. And as you can tell, there are no people here. So this is the hospital, so let's go around and let's see if there's anything happening at the front of the hospital.
Where's it all at, friends? Come on.
This is the front of the hospital, and as you can see, there are not thousands of people trying to get into the hospital, as the mainstream media has been telling us. And it seems to be
very
quiet out here for the time being.
Yep.
So I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, why is an entire city of 8 million people on lockdown and there's nobody in line waiting to get tested?
Nobody in line waiting to get tested. What are they doing right now, friends? They're doing the exact same thing. Now, it's also important for me to bring this up as well. John Magufuli, who is the Tanzanian president, who, by the way, disappeared for 3 weeks, he shows up dead. And why? Because he was mocking the pandemic. He was mocking the testings. I want to show you what he did during the time that he had in being a faithful witness and delivering souls, because he showed you the PCR tests were fraudulent. Just like you've been told a million times, they have been manufactured. But let's go and see what John had to say
remember
about
that
it.
Remember that the Tanzanian president, John Magufuli, discussed
check
with
this
the
out.
People of his country the massive fraud taking place on a global scale with the coronavirus and its fraudulent testings? He said, we took samples from goats. We took samples from sheep. We took samples from pawpaws. We even took samples from car oil. And we took samples from other different things, he said. And we took the samples to the laboratory without them knowing, and we even named all of the samples. Like the sample from the car oil, we called it Jebel Hamaza, 30 years old, male, and the result came back negative. When we took the sample from a jackfruit, predicated on fraud, Sarah Samuel, 45 years old, female, the result came back inconclusive. When we took the samples from pawpaw,
we named it
Elizabeth Anna, 26 years
they're
old,
making up
female,
what it is that they're sending into the labs,
that it had the coronavirus. That means, he said, the liquid from the pawpaw is positive. We took samples from a germ type called square. The result came back positive.
Yep, you listen.
We took samples from a rabbit. The result came back indeterminate. We took samples from a goat that the results came back positive. He said, we took samples from a sheep and it came back negative. And so on and so on. So now, when we see this, you have to take samples and say that they are humans and the results will come back positive. That they have corona, that means all the pawpaws should be in isolation. And when they take to the goat and their samples and that they are also positive, that means all the goats that we have here by assumption, or maybe the goat with the sample which was taken, should also be held in isolation. See, friends, you can't make this up. Maybe this is the reason they have to attempt to manipulate people into taking their vaccinations, like that of Yale University. But some might ask, see, folks, I mean, we can spend a whole nother 3 hours just talking about that very topic. Every step of the way, they've been found out to be fraudulent. They can't even prove the degree of the virus. But we can prove the degree to recovery rate with the human immune system outside of what it is that they're trying to offer us. And keep in mind, friends, the very results that can bring about, or should I say the very drugs that can bring about the results, like ivermectin and the list goes on, all of those drugs are disappearing. Doctors that are getting paid incentives from the federal government to betray you are saying that ivermectin doesn't work. They're telling you everything that they're giving you does work, but what in fact is killing people. Okay, so again, put that up against Isaiah 5:20, because that is in fact where we're at today. They're putting the lies for the truth every step of the way, because they've, again, sold their soul, and you can see them doing this together. What happens when the people on a global basis stand up against corruption? Oh, I'll tell you what. You want to see the God of Moses, then walk the same path, because I would love to see that happen today. And don't say it's too far-fetched, friends, because the fact of the matter is, he's a faithful God unto 1,000 generations, and he has not changed. I want to show you one more thing, and then we're going to get to our main topic for the last segment here. And by the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want you to see this. This is a video in Australia where customers form a wall to defend a coffee shop owner that refuses to enforce vaccinations. Now, again, just imagine if the whole country did this. Oh, my goodness, friends. We could stop this. 3% is all that's needed to put a stop to this pandemic. And I'm not, again, remember, I'm not talking about just putting it to a stop. I'm talking about obeying God and lawfully judging every single one of these criminals for their crimes against we the people. Okay? Here we go. Look at this. You're on social media platforms. There is. There are people protecting. Amen. I got the goosies, folks. Got the goosies. There's. I'm suspecting 150 people, from what I can see, that are packed up protecting the coffee shop owner from tyranny. They're standing up against the agents of the state, not the police, because the police, if they're enforcing these tyrannical rules, they are not police. They are agents of the state, and they must be treated and dealt with the same way that the tyrants must be dealt with, the same exact way. But people are beginning to stand up and they're saying, absolutely not. You're not going to do this to people because we understand what is going on. Folks, I'm here to tell you there is absolutely no excuse for those that are running down this narrative from Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates any longer. The truth is out there. You've been given the options. And again, friends, there's no more excuses as to why anybody might be going along with this plandemic in any sense of the word. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so I've got one more segment, and I need to get this off real quick. I want you to hear this first because this tees up the show in the sense of finalizing the show today here on the last segment.
Look, the unvaccinated are responsible for their own choices. But those choices have been fueled by dangerous misinformation on cable
zeroing in on you,
social
folks.
Media. You know, these companies and personalities are making money.
Yeah, I'm not making a dime.
And allowing misinformation that can kill their own customers and their own supporters.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong.
It's immoral.
Yeah, it's wrong.
I call on the purveyors of these lies and misinformation to stop it.
Yeah. See what's happening, friends, is people, when they're suppressed, the more you afflict them, the more they multiply. Go ahead and check out Exodus verse 1, or chapter 1, verse 12. When the children of Israel were afflicted, the more they were afflicted, the more they what? Multiplied. See, big tech can't censor everybody. And the more they censor the people, the more they find other ways to go out and multiply what it is that they mean to censor. Just ask me, because that's exactly what we do, and it's exactly what we're going to continuously do. But I want you to consider the fact that you just heard from Joe Biden. Guilty of plagiarism and treason.
And this pathetic excuse for a man wants to lecture Americans about what is moral and wrong. I played a video on Saturday just hinting at a bit of this, and it came as we were just taking on the cuff, friends. Okay? Just came up, and I just said, let's play it really quick. Let's show you. But the person that you just heard, treasonous, disgraceful Joe Biden, who resides in the people's house because he's been installed. Let me reiterate the point. He has not been voted in by the American people, and you know he hasn't been voted in by the American people. I want to show you what happened back in 1988. It's a different take, but it's more, I don't want to make light of it in any sense of the word. No way. We're not going to do that. But I want to show you how the media back in 1988, for the most part, didn't put up with the likes of a Joe Biden. Now look what's happening. These said useful idiots are going right along, pushing his message, protecting him, doing whatever they have to do to work for their masters, okay? And the fact of the matter is they're not working for us as we the people any longer. And this is happening on a global basis. Don't need to reiterate that. But I want you to check this out. This is where Joe Biden was forced by the mainstream media to admit plagiarism. Oh, and keep in mind, this is the same guy that was kicked off the presidential trail back in 1988 that somehow or another is sitting in the People's White House dictating as a treasonous individual that he is, and he continuously does it. Okay, and what would you expect from someone that's guilty of treason and or plagiarism? Check this out, friends.
Today, Joseph Biden today faces a controversy. 3 weeks ago at a debate at the Iowa State Fair,
I'm just gonna play
a
part of this.
Phrases identical to those delivered by British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock.
Biden seemed to be claiming Kinnock's vision and life as his own.
Why is it that my wife, who's sitting out there in the audience, is the first in her family to ever go to college?
Why is Gladys the first woman in her family in 1,000 generations to be able to get to university?
My ancestors who worked in the coal mines in northeast Pennsylvania and come up after 12 hours and play football.
8 hours underground and then come up and play football.
It's because they didn't have a platform upon which to stand.
There was no platform upon which
to stand. He copied him verbatim.
Every thought or notion or idea.
This is Joe Biden.
To go back and find and attribute to
this
someone,
is the guy in the People's White House right
frankly,
now.
Ludicrous.
The problem here is that Senator Biden told his audience he'd just been thinking about these things, and he failed to give any credit at all to his famous British speechwriter.
You know, I was thinking on the way over here. Now that's a little too much, because as you point out, what's behind the words? What's there? And a lot of people, the rap on Biden has always been that it's just a surface.
I should have said, to paraphrase Neil Kinnock.
Yeah, you should have.
It's the only time I didn't.
Yeah.
All the times I've ever used it.
But CBS News found a tape of a second instance.
It reappeared in the New York Times with a new charge, that Biden had appropriated a famous litany from the late Robert Kennedy about what the gross national product cannot measure.
It cannot measure the health of our children.
The health of our children.
The quality of our education.
The quality of their education.
The joy of their play.
Or the joy of their play.
Biden gave Kennedy no credit. He has also quoted or paraphrased John Kennedy, Hubert Humphrey, and British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock.
It's a terrible place to be
credit.
When your brains are in
Biden
someone else's head.
Today that he committed plagiarism when he was in law school. He said it was a mistake, but that it was unintentional.
He quoted 5 pages of someone else's work without proper citation.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Uh-huh. He was given an F.
So ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb.
To the political community in
Washington,
he's been
a transgressor. He's a criminal.
Plagiarism at law school, plagiarism on the stump.
The great communicator. Strike that. The great imitator.
You don't steal verbatim, or when you do, as he did 99% of the time, you give credit.
Biden's critics say he sells himself as a man whose words and visions can inspire a new generation in politics. But if the thoughts, phrases, and visions really belong to others, it's a form of false advertising.
Is it a wise idea, though, to take something that personal, anyway, from another politician and try and appropriate it to your own campaign?
I think it was a stupid thing to appropriate material that was really very personal, that was someone else's.
Friends, are you catching on to what's going on here? In 1988, they were calling out corruption for what it was concerning Joe Biden. They were calling him out as the liar that he is. It's not just I did a stupid thing. It's called plagiarism, and it's against the law. Okay, which makes him a criminal, a transgressor, 1 John 3:4. Okay, nobody took him serious. And now look where he's at. And it's because of the short-term memories of the American people that he now resides in the people's White House. Again, I'm not laying to the charge of the American people that they're stupid enough to believe that 80 million people voted that criminal into office. I'm not saying that. But I am saying to 350 million people, that's the new tally, by the way, I am laying to your responsibility that you allow him to reside there as a criminal, as a known criminal. Okay? I'm going to finish this out, and you can get a little more taste as to what I'm talking about, and then I'm going to bring some things forth before the end of the show here.
Most people didn't know who he was, you know, Joe Biden, and now they're going to say, oh, yeah, he's the guy who plagiarized.
That's a lot of people.
First, politically, that's devastating. These clips are devastating. He looks like a Joe Biden wind-up doll with somebody else's words coming out.
If they're going to do things that are stupid as well as immoral, then they're probably too dumb to have the job of president.
The voters are going to have to decide whether
did you just hear that? Okay, this is a reflection of what the American people tolerate. Now let me go back to this, because I want you to listen to this again and listen to the same plagiarizer, okay, today. You know, again, he's there as an installation. He's been put in place to further commit the act of treason against we the people, and it's exactly what he's doing. Now check this out.
Their own customers and their own supporters.
He's highlighting those people such as myself that are calling him out for the fraud that he is, and for those that are behind the pandemic, for who they are. Listen carefully as to what he says, because he, like a good little Nazi, is accusing others of what he's guilty of.
It's wrong.
It's wrong.
It's immoral.
It's immoral.
I call on the purveyors of these lies and misinformation to stop it.
Yeah, stop telling the truth, man. Folks, don't you realize the devil hates the light? Ephesians 5:11. Yeah, but listen, son of the devil, we're not asking for permission to obey God. We're going to call you out for who you are. John 8:44. That's why I read it in context, because this is one of his minions, friends. Now, what people want to get here and take from the show today is, Joe Biden, somehow or another, wants you to believe that he's the standard. He wants you to believe that he's the standard. I want to say this to the American people that tolerate this. Do you realize, by you conceding to the likes of Joe Biden, you are as guilty before God and mankind as accomplices as he is? This is treason. He wants you to hate the people that are telling you the truth. And he wants you, he is delusional, he's living in his own bubble of deception, he's been doing it for a long time, he's an empty suit, and he's disgraceful to the world. How much more is he disgraceful to the American people? Because that reflects we the people. If you're on social media platforms right now, this is the U.S. Constitution, Article 6, Section 2. This is how it works. You have a legislative branch, you have the executive branch, and a judicial branch. And these also entail, between the three branches, checks and balances. Okay? What you need to understand is all of what's going on under Joe Biden right now is all administrative law. So what I just showed you concerning our form of government, the legislative, executive, and judicial branch of government, it's all being circumvented right now. Because the question everybody needs to ask themselves is, where does the legislative come into play to put a stop? Where does the executive come into play to put a stop? Where does the judicial come into play to bring about judgment upon the heads of those that are circumventing the U.S. Constitution? Didn't they all promise to uphold the U.S. Constitution? Are they doing that? No. So when I say they mean to tear down the U.S. Constitution and recreate it in their own devilish image, here you have it right here. Joe Biden wants you, Mr. Plagiarism himself, Mr. I'm guilty of treason himself, Article 3, Section 3, wants you to stop the immoralities.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Time.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.